is all, I guess what I'm asking is, do you also help communities underneath the county, like at the Castle Dale?
Yeah. I mean, I've developed a fairly good relationship with your commissioners, and I'll just say I'm very fond of all three of them. I think they're really trying. They're trying to through their role as breathe life. And I think if there was something that needed to be done with regards to any of the municipalities, I would be overseas on them. But I think that there's a recognition that we're all in this together. Like, we're all in this together, and it's got to be all hands on deck.
Okay, so you're not a part of actually trying to attract industry here, but a part of this reinvestment.
Well, I think they go hand in glove.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, sir. But what I think we want to educate you guys on this. This is a tool in the toolbox. I also have a line that sometimes when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Mm-hmm. But I don't. What I told your superintendent, I didn't want to come in here, and I wanted to just give you guys a sense of just to sit down and have a conversation. We're doing it in a public meeting; it's being recorded. But what we're trying to do in partnership with Emory County is to. I mean, look, 2036. You've got two power plants that are going to shut down. And those are centrally assessed properties. And, you know, the way Utah does its property taxes is, you know, if you've got a lot of stuff going on, it benefits the taxpayers. But having those power plants shut down is we're staring down a cliff. And now I don't think you also need to act in desperation. Yeah. Because, I mean, this is, you should never make a decision out of, like, if someone comes in and says, well, you got to do this right now, that's the moment I get locked in. I bought a car one time that I got backed into, and I hated that car. I couldn't get rid of it fast enough because I got taken to the cleaners by that. It was the first car I bought that I didn't buy from my grandma. The first car I bought was from my grandma when she couldn't drive anymore, but that guy sold me, and I got upsold, and I hated that car. So you should never do anything out of desperation. But my intent for coming here today is that I would like to help facilitate thoughtful conversations around, you know, in a kind of a high level, what economic development means to you all as a board, and what it means to your school district, and how that aligns with what the county's doing, and how it might align with what cities are trying to do, and part of that will be community reinvestment areas, and I would love to dig into that, but I really wanted you guys to get a chance to meet me and hopefully get invited back to have a more in-depth conversation. That's really my point of being here today. So you guys can, I mean, if you, and maybe you'll tell Larry, don't let that guy come back in the door. hopefully that's not the case.
So my question would be, do you have an email that if we have questions?
I gave away, I had meetings all day in Carbon. I have three cards. And Larry has my information, but I would love, in preparation for if and when I get invited back, I would love to get y'all's input, and I'd like to, you know, I've lived these things, and I know the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've seen bad deals. I've also can brag about a deal that we did with a Utah company called Pluralsight in partnership with the Canyon School District, and I think you could call those school board members. And I got to sit and kind of broker it between the company and the developer and the school district. And we solved real problems. Canyon School District's problem is their teachers can't afford to live in their school district because it's so affluent. I mean, that's not a bad problem to have, but there's the state law requires an affordable housing set aside in these project areas. So what we effectively did in the interlocal agreement between Draper City and Canyon School District is those dollars, they're going to be captured to create an affordable housing program targeted specifically, or a workforce housing program specifically at Canyon School District teachers to build towards a pathway for the school district teachers to be able to live in the district. Those are the kinds of things that you can do when you're striving for good policy, not like we've got to get this deal done. You know, those are great, but understanding that, you've got resources available and being thoughtful about those dollars, because you all represent taxpayers. And you know, and I hope that what I would like to be, because there are consultants who work in this space and I know them, they typically work for the developer. What we're trying to do with the Utah Association of Counties is be a consultant of sorts, but one that works for the taxpayers and strives to get good outcomes around these deals. And I can give you references. Best reference is my mama. She lives in Louisiana. I'm more than happy to give you her number. I want you to call her first because she'll sing my praises. But
she give out recipes.
My dad's the cook.
There you go.
My dad's the cook, and I'm the cook in my house. I give out recipes. But I just, on behalf of just as a taxpayer not in this county, like what you guys are doing and showing up here is a big deal. And hopefully you all will grow to recognize me as a resource and someone who would like to help you. Because I assume you all live here, and when you hear economic development, like, you probably all have opinions about it. And I don't think any one of you are against it. But defining what it means is important.
No, I'm not against it.
That's a no-brainer.
It is, but it's got to be done in the right way. And that's... You know, I would love to be. I'm going to ask. Am I going to get an invite back?
I would say so.
Sure.
And I want to be respectful of time. I think probably, you know, if I can get questions fielded from you guys that can kind of drive what I will present, and I can be very targeted. I think we can. I will be respectful of your time because I know you all are. You have lives and. And I never sat in a meeting as an elected official, but I've been in meetings, and I want to be respectful of y'all's time and the community's time that shows up. Did I do okay?
You did well, Stuart.
Thanks, Stuart.
I'm gonna go look at the I want to go look at the basketball gym.
Yeah.
They won't let you in.
I look at the outside. I know I was told about it. So thank you guys very much, and have a very blessed evening.
All right.
Thanks, Stuart.
Yep.
Have a safe trip.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.